President Obama made clear that a key part of his strategy involves what he called a broad coalition of partners. That effort began at the NATO summit last week when 10 countries committed to working together to defeat the militants in Iraq and Syria, and there will likely be more support among European governments and peoples for this Iraq campaign than there was for the last one, according to retired British Brigadier Ben Barry, now at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
And I'm sure the meeting wouldn't have taken place if the heads of government of those countries weren't pretty confident that they were going to have political, public and media support for at least some limited action as part of this.
Public opinion polls reflect that, and France will host a meeting next week designed to further coordinate efforts and generate public support. But there's a limit to how far Europeans will go, according to Robin Simcox of the Henry Jackson Society.
Where there's probably less support is if ground troops are involved. But unfortunately, it may be ground troops that are needed to ultimately defeat ISIS.
In addition to the current airstrikes and aid drops, President Obama is sending 475 troops to Iraq to train and advise local forces and help share intelligence. And several allies will sell Iraq military equipment. But the president wants more countries involved.
American power can make a decisive difference, but we cannot do for Iraqis what they must do for themselves. Nor can we take the place of Arab partners in securing their region.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Middle East trying to line up such support, and Saudi Arabia has agreed to host a training facility. Robin Simcox says support from the region makes sense.
This isn't just an American problem, it's one that threatens especially the Middle East. So you would hope that Saudi Arabia, you'd hope that the UAE and Jordan and Turkey would come in support for the U.S. on this issue.
But key Arab countries have differing views on how to fight the militants and on what should come next, says Kathleen McInnes of London's Chatham House.
This isn't just a question about defeating ISIS. It's also a question about what does the Middle East look like in the future? And that's where things are going to be much more tricky from the coalition perspective.
President Obama says this will be a long effort, possibly years long, and such campaigns usually have setbacks along the way, which will test his ability to keep the coalition he's building together and to keep public opinion behind it. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Please.